playing the Hunter Valley's greatest hits. 981 2NM sailing back to the 70s there with Rod Stewart. Hello, Darren Katrupi with you until 12. The program is called Hunter Valley Today. And along those lines, it's time to get an update from Broke, the community there devastated by floods early last month. There's been a lot going on and a lot to catch up on. And joining me, Angela Andonopoulos, who is from the Broke Residents Community Association. Good morning, Ange.
Hi, Darren. Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. Any time. So how's everything going?
Yeah, look, the recovery process is moving along slow but steady, as we would expect. These things do take time. So the matter of the Back to Home grant being released yesterday was very heartening for the community. So that's a grant that's going to go a long way to helping a lot of the community members that didn't fall under the categories of the eligibility criteria of the previous grant.
And $20,000 will go a lot further than the initial $1,000 too.
The $20,000 is going to go a long way to accelerating the process for residents to get back into their homes and living with some semblance of comfort and normality. So while we still have a lot of residents in Broke that are living in temporary accommodation or living with family and friends, we're hoping that now with the Back to Home grant and it being accessible really quickly, that we'll be able to see people, you know, making necessary repairs to get their homes livable. So it might not be in the next few months that they'll be able to get their homes and properties back to a pre-flood state. That's going to probably take a good 6 to 12 months before we see that kind of restoration happening around Broke. But we do know that the grant will definitely help many of our residents who are eligible, who will be able to get back into their homes a lot quicker.
Would it be accurate to say that there does appear to be a little bit of a crack appearing in some sections of the community there, which is a common thing to occur in these situations due to everything that everyone's had to deal with since the flood?
At this stage of the recovery process, we're only a month out, so or less than a month. I think it's really normal from what I've heard from other people that have dealt with floods elsewhere and other disasters, that around this time, people are frustrated, they're struggling, they're still living with the various challenges, emotional, social, economic, physical challenges, of living in a makeshift sort of situation. There's a lot of uncertainty and it's very destabilising. So it's very normal that people are going to be at this point feeling really frustrated, angry.
It's quite common. It's almost akin to losing a loved one. You go through the various emotions because, you know, it was your existence, and suddenly that's not there anymore. And it's quite natural for those emotions. I've certainly experienced that through various disasters I've worked through with my one of my former careers. So it's not to be unexpected.
Yeah, there's a lot of grief and loss in the community. And I know myself, I feel like there are certainly those familiar stages of, you know, going through the emotional process of unpacking this new normal, to use a borrowed term from COVID. But, you know, we are having to adapt to a new way of life where things just don't feel quite right. And so from a community perspective, we're just working hard to encourage residents to reach out for support if they need it, and to know that it is really normal to feel that way and that there are a variety of different support services and networks available to them. So it's our job, part of our job at the BRCA, is to help people connect with those services and to know what's available to them. And that's going to be really crucial to the next phase of recovery.
My guest is Angela Andonopoulos, and she's the spokesperson for the Broke Residents Community Association. So what are the big issues in the village at the moment that you're confronting?
So a big frustration for the community has been the issue of the erosion holes. So it's a really unusual situation that residents are faced with, because these erosion holes are not something that has happened in a lot of other disaster situations. So there isn't really a ready-to-go fix for the issue to rectify it. So the council, government organisations have obviously had to consult with geotechnical experts and various departments to find a long-term solution. And so this has taken time, and it's meant that there's been a little bit of stopping and starting of the pumping out the water that continually refills. And I don't think that any of us really anticipated that 4 weeks on from the flood, that there would still be this situation where the water is continually refilling. So thankfully now we had a town meeting last night, and it was quite relieving to hear that the council have come up with a solution, and that is to, you know, they've found a way to fill the holes and to make them safe and secure, which is fantastic. So that's really pleasing. And they've also made some headway with the road works from the road running from Broke to Singleton as well. So they're looking at some designs that are actually going to better the road that was there before, so that if in the instance of another flood, it'll hopefully withstand the floodwaters next time around with a new improved design.
Did council give a time frame on the road being rebuilt? I imagine it's not soon.
They couldn't commit to a time frame, so many of the residents have reconciled with the fact that it is going to be an ongoing rebuilding process of that road. It's basically a cavern in where the road has fallen away. It's going to be a big job, and this road is a huge priority for Broke residents. But we do know that it's probably going to be a more medium-term fix for that. So, you know, we envisage, you know, hopefully within 5 to 6 months, we'll see that road reconnected. But that's we're just making that estimate ourselves. Until council are able to lock in the design that will work best for that particular road, then I don't think we'll hear of a clear timeline.
Just finally, before I let you go, Angela, how are things going as far as the donations with the Give It platform, which has been of enormous help to the village since the recovery effort started?
Yeah, Give It has really been instrumental to our recovery process here on a community level. So it's given us a platform to be able to reach out to the wider community to get help with specific resident needs. So the BRCA can set up resident profiles for households in need. We can actually make requests for things, items, whether it's physical items or voucher donations, time and services to meet the specific needs of those particular residents on their particular property, which is fantastic. So people can go to giveit.org.au and they will be able to see those resident profiles if they filter through the location at Broke. And we also have our GoFundMe page, Broke Region Flood Relief, which we do have some funds coming through, which are really helping us to support anything that we can't access through Give It, then we can use that to supplement moving forward and to, you know, get those essentials out to residents that are doing it tough. So helping with groceries, fuel, clothing, replacement of, you know, appliances and things like that. So it's not on the same scale as, say, the Back to Home grant will be to get people back into their homes, but it's just helping them, giving them that boost that they need at the moment when they're already under such, you know, heavy mental, emotional and financial burden.
Are there any stats that come to mind on how many donations have been made in total through Give It, or what the figure is at for the GoFundMe page?
The GoFundMe page is just over $26,000 now, which is fantastic. And our goal is to get that to $50,000 as soon as we can, and we're going to keep driving that forward. And the Give It page, we've actually been able to raise, I think, close to $20,000 through Give It and distribute that immediately to residents.
Wow, that's fantastic. Angela, yep. Thanks very much for joining us and updating our listeners on that. And again, if you need anything, you know where we are. Please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thanks so much, Darren.
That's Angela Antonopoulos, who's the spokesperson for the Broke Residents Community Association. As we go for Broke here on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.